T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, 6 years ago, when he was still the general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies,
yeah,
Ruben Amaro saw something in a young man named Luke Williams,
mm-hmm,
to use his third-round draft pick,
wow,
to take the guy. Then we had a very fallow 5-year period after Ruben left when Matt Klentak came in and acquired no prospects of any kind. And now we have a new administration here, and we are still reveling in the work of Mr. Ruben Amaro.
Yes.
On the line with us is the man who discovered Luke Williams, yet another, what do they call it, feather in the cap,
yeah,
of Ruben Amaro. Hi, Ruben!
How you doing, guys? What's going on?
All right, Ruben, let's start with this. I now have photo proof that prior to last night's game, you were on the field with your draft pick, Luke Williams. Could you please tell us what that conversation was about?
Actually, I did get a chance to talk to him, and these were the exact words I said to him. I said, I'm thrilled for you. Really, really happy. He had a big smile on his face. He appreciated it. I said, just try to suck it all in, man. It's a great experience, and try to enjoy it as much as you possibly can. He said, I am. I absolutely am.
Right.
And that was, it was a very brief conversation. I was very happy for the guy. I got a chance to meet him when we first drafted him. Hadn't had a chance to have much contact at all with him since then. But it's a great thrill for the kid, man. I know exactly how that feels, and it's an unbelievable feeling. It really is.
All right, before we get to that, when you drafted him, Rube, what do you remember about Luke Williams back in 2015?
Well, when we drafted, it was Johnny Almaraz, really, who was, I can't take credit because I didn't really see much of him other than on film and stuff like that. But and the discussion about him prior in our pre-draft meetings, I mean, we thought, I think at the time he was a shortstop, I thought we were going to move him to third base. He was a very athletic kid, a young kid with the makeup was pop, you know, very, very good makeup. Johnny liked him. He liked his actions. He liked his ability, and he liked the makeup. And he's a grinder. You know, he's a guy that found a way to get to the big leagues. And you love guys like that because, in a lot of ways, draft is a crapshoot. You just have no idea what's going to happen with a guy once he's drafted and how he's going to react to being professional. He hasn't had great numbers coming through the system, but he kept grinding it out and made a really good impression on Joe Girardi and staff in the last couple of springs, I guess, particularly this last spring. And they got a chance to be in the big league. It's pretty awesome for him.
All right, so Rube, were you still at the ballpark in the ninth inning?
So this is the crazy part about it. I left the ballpark I left the press box. I was on a wrap-up meeting, a Zoom meeting, that was scheduled prior for the Richie Ashburn, Harry Callis Foundation for the golf tournament we had. So we were doing, in the midst of a, I had to walk out of the press club and press box, and I was on my way out, and it was on my phone. So I saw this happen. I was flipping back and forth on Game Day, which is the app on the MLB app. And I saw that McCutchen got on, and then all of a sudden, boom, home run, you know, Luke Williams. And I actually did not see it happen, unfortunately. I've seen the tape since then. But I missed being able to see it live. But no matter, man, it doesn't mean anything. What means something is that the kid had his moment.
Here is that moment.
Let's against Luke Williams, the 0-1 pitch. Swan, line left field, pretty deep. Going back to Reddy, he looks up, it is gone! It's a walk-off home run! The first homer in the career of Luke Williams! An amazing
amazing moment in an amazing week in the life of Luke Williams.
What does that feel like, Rube? You said you have experienced it. Tell us what it feels like.
Well, I never had a walk-off, but I don't know if people remember my first start as a major leaguer for the Phillies. I hit two doubles and a home run, and Harry Callis called my home run. It was a day that you could never forget. And just Luke's reaction to and afterwards in the interviews and such, he's such a genuine kid. He's such a good kid that you pull for guys like this because he's worked very hard to get to this level, obviously, and for him to have this thrill. I mean, it's an amazing moment for he and his family. And Joe Girardi said it best. I mean, when it comes to being a major leaguer and when it comes to being, you know, an athlete who gets to this level, there's a lot of people to thank. And he was fortunate to be able to have his whole family there. It was so neat to see how genuine he was when they're interviewing and just how happy he was to be able to experience that moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man now whose work as general manager only now is coming into focus as some very fine, fine work. You got to get back in as a GM, Rube. You did a much better job than idiots like me gave you credit for. I want that on the record. Seriously, that's another kid. I don't see any Clintac kids doing this.
Oh, that's not true. Alec Bohm is there.
All right,
and,
stop it. I didn't ask for an answer to that. That was rhetorical. Real, we love you, man. Thanks, pal.
All right, man. You be well.
All
okay,
right.
Guys.
He loved it. Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.